1. Explore. Take your time to feel, smell, hear and see the living forest. This 300-meter walk allows you to explore this beautiful area within Cumberland State Forest. The sensory trail begins here and features a number of signs with ideas to use your senses. Accessibility resources are available. Visit the Cumberland State Forest page on www.industry.nsw.gov.au to find out how to access these. A guide rope links the signs with a knot in the rope, indicating the location of each sign. 2. Tree textures. Feel the bark of this tree. How would you describe its texture? This tree is a black butt. It has rough bark. Feel the texture of the bark. The tree gets its name from the bark on the lower trunk, which often remains charred and black after bushfires. Do you think there has been a bushfire here recently? 3. Red ash. Feel the texture of this tree's bark. Compare the bark on this tree to the eucalypts at Stop 2. If you were a possum, which tree would you find easiest to climb? Red ash is native to the rainforests of New South Wales and Queensland. Trees in rainforests are protected in New South Wales and not harvested for timber. Rainforest tree species like this one grow in moister soils found along creeks and valleys. Rainforest tree species usually have larger leaves than eucalypts. The black succulent fruit on this tree is one source of food for many of the birds in this forest. 4. Blackbutt. How far can your arms reach around this tree? Blackbutt is an important timber tree in eastern Australia and is found in many native forests, including this one. This tree is at least 70 years old. Blackbutt is also planted in hardwood plantations. Plantations are like farms of trees where we grow trees specifically for timber harvesting. In plantations, trees are harvested at about 30 to 40 years of age. 5. Canopy cover. Curl your fingers so you can use your hand as a telescope. Look through your hand telescope to help you focus on how much sky you can see through the canopy. The forest canopy is the leaves and branches at the top of a tree. Rainforests generally have denser canopy cover than eucalypt forests. The canopy is home to many animals that can't easily be seen from the ground, like possums and birds. 6. Palm Gully. If there is a breeze, you may be able to hear the leaves rustling. Reach out and touch the bark of the trees just to the right of this sign. This is a cabbage tree palm, and they are often found in moist gullies around Sydney. The leaves of this tree are hard and strong like stiff paper. The leaves grow in clusters, like a large fan. This live tree makes an unusual sound when you tap it too. 7. Nature's sounds. Close your eyes and listen to the sounds of nature. Cover your ears with your hands to shut out all the sounds. Stay that way for at least 30 seconds. You may even be able to notice your heart beating. Take your hands away and listen to the sounds around you. Through listening, you can sometimes identify animals such as birds that you don't normally notice using your other senses. You may also hear some other noises, such as traffic, that show that Cumberland State Forest is a forest surrounded by the large city of Sydney. 8. Lumps and bumps. Feel the lumps and bumps on the trunk of the tree in front of you. When this tree was younger, it was damaged by insects. All the bumps you can see or feel are like small scars. Insects can affect the health of a forest. Scientists study insects and trees to see how they live with each other. Damage to trees like this can also mean their timber is not as strong or useful. 9. Ground covers. Turn around in a circle. What do you see on the ground? The forest floor has a diverse range of plants. Maidenhair and prickly rasp ferns can be seen here. Fallen logs provide valuable habitat for ground-dwelling animals, like lizards and small birds. Where do you think animals would like to live here? 10. Old stump. Rub the top of this stump and smell your fingertips. It almost smells and looks like soil. This stump was once a tall Sydney blue gum. Many things help break down or decompose the wood of this stump. When the trees die, all the nutrients from the leaves, bark, wood and roots will gradually be returned to the soil. When new plants grow, they will be able to use the same nutrients. 11. Rocky soils. Bend down and feel the rocky soil just below the rope. Over many years, the shale rock in this area has broken down and gradually become soil. The small rock particles also combine with leaves, tiny animals, worms, fungi, bacteria and other organisms. They all become part of the soil and produce food and nutrients for other plants and animals of the forest. Different trees grow better in different soils. 12. Red mahogany. Feel the bark of this tree. This tree has thick bark to protect it against fire and insect attack. Red mahogany has fine red timber. Look into the top of this tree. It is almost 30 meters tall. Can you imagine what it would be like to be at the top? 13. Giant Angophora. Look at the tree and try to work out how many people would be needed to link arms around it. This is one of the biggest trees in this forest. This tree has been here for over 200 years. It is sometimes called a smooth-barked apple. Each year these trees shed their bark, leaving a smooth surface. They are easy to identify by their pink-orange dimpled bark. Although it is dead, old trees like this provide important habitat for animals living in the forest and are often left alone during timber harvesting, so animals continue to live in the forest. 14. Continue your discovery. The guide rope and sensory trail ends here. Continue your discovery of the forest on another walking trail, or visit the Forest Visitor Centre.